可可英语的网友们，大家好。圣诞季里，我们继续圣诞话题。如果现在有人问你，相信圣诞老人吗？你可能会斩钉截铁地回答，当然不信，那都是骗小孩的。那那些被骗的小孩呢？他们因为圣诞老人的存在，得到了怎样的快乐呢？我们这些成年人又该剥夺这些快乐吗？电影《三十四街奇迹》中的沃克太太婚姻失败，她不再相信那些存在于精神世界里美好的东西。为了让女儿不经历了解真相后的失落，沃克太太始终将事实呈现给自己的女儿。包括一年一度游行盛典里的圣诞老人，不过是百货公司请的演员，并且酗酒啊，完全没有真正的会驾着雪橇四处送礼物的真正的圣诞老人。这样的教育也使得年幼的 Susan 有了不同于一般孩子的老练。可是真相和事实能带给一个五六岁大的孩子快乐吗？一起来听听这段母女之间的对话吧。
Something's driving me crazy and I can't sleep.
What's on your mind?
Santa Claus.
Mr. Kringle, why? What about him?
He talked sign language with a kid today.
Well, that was considerate of him.
It's weird how he knows so much about toys and kids. He speaks Russian and Swahili.
Well, he must be quite a learned man.
He looks exactly like every picture of Santa Claus I ever saw.
Yes, I know. That's why I chose him.
You're positive he's not the real Santa Claus?
I thought that we talked about this. You understand what he is.
What if we're wrong? That would be extremely rude.
Well, we're not wrong, sweetheart.
But all my friends believe in Santa Claus.
Well, most children your age do.
How come I don't?
Because you know the truth. And truth is one of the most important things in the world. To know the truth and to always be truthful with others, and more importantly, with yourself. And believing in myths and fantasies just makes you...unhappy.
Did you believe in Santa Claus when you were my age?
Yes.
Were you unhappy?
Well, when all the things that I believed in turned out not to be true, yes, I was unhappy.
Would it be okay if I thought about this some more? Do I have to not believe in Santa Claus right away?
You have the right to believe whatever you want to believe. Now, I've told you the truth, but if I am wrong, I would be glad to admit it. I'll tell you what. You ask Mr. Kringle for something that you would never ask me for. And if on Christmas morning you don't get it, you will know once and for all the honest truth about Santa Claus.
That's a very clever idea.
Thank you. You think you can get some sleep?
Yep.
Yeah? Give me a kiss. Good night.
I love you.
I love you.
Good night. 小女孩夜不能寐，还在想着自己偷偷观察的圣诞老人。在内心里，他已经开始相信他是真正的圣诞老人了。可是妈妈告诉过他没有圣诞老人这回事儿。两种想法相互冲击 ,drive her crazy。drive someone crazy 在口语当中呢有让某人深感烦扰的意思。再比如 The endless noise is driving me crazy. 没完没了的噪音快烦死我了。小 Susan 告诉妈妈，这个圣诞老人呢 talk sign language. Sign language, 手语。因为呢和 language 连用，这里也用了动词 talk 来与之搭配。为此呢，妈妈认为这只能说明这个人 was considerate of him. Considerate 表示体贴的，考虑周到的。那么 be considerate of someone 和我们常说的 it's very nice of you, 你真是太好了，结构相同。那么可以翻译为，那他真是考虑的太周到了，太善解人意了。除了会手语，这个圣诞老人还会说俄语、斯瓦西里语，一种在非洲使用比较广泛的语言。不过呢， Susan 的妈妈把这归为，这个圣诞老人呢，看来是一个 learned man, learned man, 饱学之士。You are positive he's not the real Santa Claus. Susan 还是不确定妈妈的说法，于是问了这个问题。常看欧美电影的人呢，可能总会听到 Are you positive that? 这样的句子，它和 Are you sure that? 意思是相同的，不过口语当中用 positive 和 negative 来表示确定或不确定是非常常见的。接下来 Susan 问了妈妈一个非常值得所有人思考的问题。那你小的时候相信有圣诞老人吗？那你相信的时候快乐吗？既然你能相信 ,How come I don't? 这句话的意思是，那我怎么会不相信呢？句子相当于 Why don't I believe?那么如果假如我不去想这些以后会发现真相的事儿，我现在可不可以相信呢？面对这样的问题，一定不是一个简单的可以或者不可以就能解答的。 Susan 的妈妈还是给予了孩子充分的尊重，让他自己做个实验，向圣诞老人许愿，要一个他永远不会向妈妈要的礼物。那么如果在圣诞节那天愿望实现了，You will know once and for all the honest truth about Santa Claus. Once and for all, 彻底的，一劳永逸的。再比如这样一个句子， Let's settle this matter once and for all. 让我们来把问题一次性的彻底解决掉。34阶奇迹这个电影讲的是在机缘巧合之下，真正的圣诞老人被选中当一家即将被收购的百货公司的形象宣传，当然角色就是圣诞老人。对话当中的沃尔太太就是公司的主管之一。圣诞老人不仅仅用对孩子的爱心让这家百货公司起死回生，更热心肠地想帮助这对母女摆脱烦恼，重新对生活充满信任和信心，并借此也让他自己相信自己的存在是有意义的。不过事情总是不能一帆风顺，圣诞老人居然被告上了法庭。欲知后事，我们下期继续。